From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, economist Diane Swonk will join us to talk about today's big news from the Federal Reserve.
But first, 24 hours after a winter storm hit several southern states, the city of Atlanta is still shut down. And Georgia Governor Nathan Deal, who declared a state of emergency last night, today said part of the problem may have been discrepancies between forecasts from the National Weather Service and local meteorologists. Atlanta's Mayor Kasim Reed said today that people were still stranded in their cars. They had to take shelter at work, and some students never made it home last night. The city is working today to get food, water, and gas to people who are still stranded on the highways. NPR's Russell Lewis joins us from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Russell, welcome.
Hi.
So first of all, we're going to hear a little bit from you about the situation in Birmingham, but talk to us about what's going on in Atlanta. The images are stunning. Traffic backed up, frozen highways, motorists still stuck on the interstates. What's the latest from the city?
Yeah, it's a real nightmare, in fact. It is certainly not a good situation. And you actually have some interstates in Georgia where there's, you know, no cars on them at all because it's been completely snowed over. And it really does look, as some have been calling it, like a snowpocalypse. And it is still difficult, as you say, 24 hours on for some people actually to just move around to try to exist. And it's going to be difficult at least for the next day or so for some of these people.
Now, why did the weather catch so many people off guard? And are questions being asked about why the situation got so bad so quickly?
Yeah, there are a lot of questions being asked over in Georgia. Of course, the governor's news conference taking a lot of heated questions and trying to deflect as much as possible. The mayor as well trying to sort of say, well, we didn't know, the forecast didn't say this. And some of the meteorologists are saying, well, that's not quite true. But, you know, here in Alabama, it certainly was. You know, the expectation was for a light dusting of snow, and we ended up getting 2 inches in the northern part of the state and a whole bunch of ice, which basically shut down Birmingham, and the same thing as what hit Atlanta. So it sure seems like that the weather didn't quite do exactly what the forecasters thought. But I think it's also important to point out that forecasters are human and we all make mistakes and you can't be perfect all of the time. And sometimes this happens. And it seems to be in this case that it was just sort of a little bit of an error that crept into the forecasting.
And how are people reacting? I know you've spoken with, say, students from the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. It is still very, very cold here. We'll be lucky if it gets out of the 20s here today. And so many of the streets that are still snow covered or laden with ice will not get any, you know, will not get any help, even though it is a bit sunny. It is still far too cold to melt what is on those roads. So it will be difficult. And it is, you know, not easy to sort of get around. And you have what you're seeing a lot of, you know, if people are braving the roads, you see some cars out and about in Birmingham. But mainly what you see are people walking around. And we were able to catch up with Brian Krinsky. He's a graduate student at the University of Alabama at Birmingham. He's actually from Ohio and was trapped on campus last night.
If people in Ohio saw what's going on here right now, they would crack up because the response was absolutely horrible. Everybody left the city at once. That's what all this mass chaos is coming from, is because everybody tried to leave at once and then people got stuck, and there's little children in buses and cars that had to spend the night on the highway, and that's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, and many folks tend to agree with him. You know, some drivers had to sleep in their cars last night, and it was not an easy situation. And, you know, fortunately, it seems like, you know, there were not a lot of problems, sort of health problems that sort of cropped up for that. It could have been a lot worse. You could have had a whole series of people who have died from exposure, but we're not certainly not hearing that at this point.
Right. Well, that's good news. I mean, I have to sympathize. I may be in Boston right now, but I grew up in a part of the country that doesn't get all that much snow, and it doesn't take much to really paralyze an entire region. So how much longer will people in Birmingham have to endure these conditions?
Well, you know, I mean, the roads iced up, and in this part of Alabama, it's hilly. And as we know, ice and hills, they just don't mix. And no matter where you are in this country, if you've got ice and you've got hills, that's just not a good scenario. The weather is going to start to warm up as the days move on here. We're supposed to be in the 60s later in the week, so that will certainly help. But we've got at least another day or two of these very difficult, very, very difficult weather conditions. It will not be easy, and we'll just have to see how it shakes out as we move forward.
And Russell, finally, briefly, I just have to ask about those kids that we heard were stuck in schools last night. Are thousands of them, are they still there?
Well, we're hearing that many of those students are still trapped, mainly because their parents can't get to them, because these roads are iced over and there are abandoned vehicles everywhere. But yes, many of these kids are trapped in their schools around the Birmingham area. And teachers are there, principals are there. They have 3 days' worth of food, so they're not worried about that. They have things for them to do. So while it may be very, very unsettling for parents, it's not like, you know, the kids are shivering in the corner. And, you know, they've got heat, they've got food, they've got water, and they've got fun things to do. So maybe it's a little break from the school.
A completely different kind of snow day at school. Well, Russell Lewis is NPR's Southern Bureau Chief. He joins us from Birmingham, Alabama. Russell, thank you so much.
My pleasure.